We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
We've got 89 degrees, cloudy skies. It's very humid out there. And we're also seeing a strong wave of storms cross over parts of the Chicago area. The radar looking scary. They're triggering numerous severe weather alerts. Let's get the latest on what's happening from AccuWeather senior meteorologist Bob Larson.
Lisa, this is a particularly dangerous situation. Violent thunderstorms racing in for the west. They're moving eastward at 75 miles per hour, pushed along by terribly strong winds aloft. And there is potential for wind gusts of 70 to 80 miles per hour across the area as they come through. That's certainly strong enough to cause substantial damage. It can also be quarter-size hail. We have a severe thunderstorm warning now to 3:45 for Lake, Will, Kankakee, Cook, and DuPage counties, and also a warning until 4 o'clock for Kendall, Grundy, Kane, and McHenry counties. And there have been numerous reports of wind gusts of 70 to 80 miles per hour with these storms. This particular cluster of storms is known as a derecho, and derechos typically produce damaging winds between 60 and 90 miles per hour as they reach eastbound. That's what we are dealing with this afternoon. As quickly as they move in, they'll move out, and skies will clear very quickly tonight. I'm AccuWeather's Bob Larson, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
We've got you covered. You can check out live interactive radar anytime under the weather section at WBBMNewsRadio.com.
And we're also on top of developments in Chicago in the wake of this morning's looting and vandalism in the Loop and elsewhere, apparently in a response to the shooting of a 20-year-old man by police in Englewood last night. WBBM's Nancy Hardy begins our coverage live on State Street, where business owners are boarding up storefronts right now.
Keith, much of the boarding up we've seen in the Gold Coast and along Michigan Avenue has been in reaction to last night's destructions, covering up shattered windows where thieves entered high-end stores to take clothing and other goods. Here, however, at the Nordstrom Rack on State Street, there's plywood on the door, but crews are currently building frames to cover up the large glass windows that are untouched. That gets to a point one Gold Coast resident made to us, since this round of violence seemed to come out of nowhere. Is there more to come? That uncertainty and the destruction 2.5 months after much of downtown saw similar actions has people angry and sad. Live along State Street, Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Well, Mayor Lori Lightfoot and the city's police superintendent say a curfew in the downtown area as a result will take effect at 8 o'clock tonight and are lashing out, though, at the people behind the violence.
Mayor Lightfoot says the city woke up to a shock, what she called brazen and extensive criminal behavior. Stores looted, police officers and others fired on or injured.
What happened in our city last night and this morning, of course, is deeply painful for every Chicagoan. As the superintendent said, this was an assault on our city.
Police Superintendent David Brown says the tension started after police in the Englewood community Sunday afternoon shot a suspect who allegedly fired first at them. A crowd gathered but was eventually dispersed.
DPD became aware of several social media posts encouraging looting downtown. Officers were dispatched to our downtown area once we got word of the social media posts. 400 officers were dispatched.
But the mayor and superintendent stressed this was not a protest. It was looting. Craig Dullimore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local. Updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio.
News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.